Welcome, everyone. So glad that you're joining us today. We have Grandmaster Nan Lu with us. I am Dr. Larry Stoller, and I just want to say I'm so excited about the topic today because as a psychologist who knows so many different ways to use words and try to understand how to help people go deep in their healing process, I think that Grandmaster Lu is going to help us see another approach to a really holistic way of thinking about natural healing. So you're on the line, right?
Yes, I'm on the line.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think that you're going to be sharing some really important information about things you've learned over your many years of practice and from your master and from clinical work. So just very excited to hear what how you want to get going on this.
Okay, we can start the one of the new protocols. So we try to introduce for the practitioners, excuse me, and also for the consumers. So who are seeking for the natural healing. So the question is why this protocol we call the Xiaodao concept, this protocol will be good for therapies for the people talk about these feelings, minds, and emotions. So we have to understand, right? So based on the Chinese medicine concept, which is called the yin yang concept, visible, invisible. So when we deal the condition, so often condition exists at the physical level, we call the physical level is yang, which is can see, visible. But behind this physical condition always is emotions, is feelings. So we call it that invisible level combined with the physical conditions we call invisible is in. So these two kind of area, which one is important? So we often think a condition is a cause, but unfortunately, condition is a result, is an effect. So we often treat effect look like they are caused. We're missing the real ball. So the real issues is behind this condition, which is feeling, minds, emotions, which is that's exactly all the therapies talk about. So only difference is how do we guide the patient to understand their feeling also is real, even though the feeling hasn't been exist manifest at physical level, the pains, cancers, tumors, even accidents caused injuries, all of this called physical activity or physical evidence behind is emotional evidence, emotional feeling. So the emotional feeling is more real. Your thoughts, your thinkings, your concept, your imagination, that is the original source manifest all the physical events, all the physical activities, all the physical conditions. So once we understand which one is more real, which one is more important, then we'll be able to guide the patients if they want to real treat root cause problems. So that's why the Xiaodao, the protocol is to guide people, to help people not just focus on the physical conditions. To understand behind the physical conditions also has emotional conditions, which in the Chinese medicine has been used for thousands of years. You know, I give you an example. So we say, okay, I have a joint pain, all right? So how simple is it? But when we go to a therapy, so we never complain the joint pain. I only complain that I'm depressed. I am frustrated. I'm anxiety. So we deal the frustration, we deal anxiety, we deal that kind of emotional. But we should see this anxiety, frustration is caused, is also, is a reflection of the joints, right? Because the joint has a pain. So why joint has a pain? All the joint is a physical activity, physical evidence. But these physical joints are associated with the organs, which is called the liver. Liver are associated or controlled by all the joints. Then liver emotions, liver feeling is emotional, angry, frustration, pains that you can see. I'm just deal emotions, but also I'm deal physical activities, physical problems. So this way we can understand, oh, you have these emotions with your physical conditions. You definitely will have these emotions. They are side by side. They are connect. So you guide the patient, see things differently, feel the things differently, then we'll be able to treat the root cause of the problems instead of just treat the condition.
Yeah, that's so important for therapists to think about. I think that many people in their training have some understanding that emotions appear, and then people also have physical, they also do have physical conditions, but they don't always see how closely they're related. And I think what you're saying is, look, they're very, very closely related. These emotions are totally connected to the organ. And then, like in this example, you said, well, it could be your liver. And so could you say more about that? Like, why is it so important to realize it's the liver? Because most therapists
so
aren't
because,
thinking about the liver.
Yes. Because each organ, right? So we have a, generally speaking, in the Chinese medicine, we use called a framework, right? So we use one called the called a five-element consciousness framework, right? So it's not just a five-element framework. It's a consciousness behind these elements, right? So as of today, modern science already discovered everything's energy, right? All the energy has consciousness, right? Then once has a consciousness, then all the consciousness has a purpose. The consciousness exists is for purpose, right? Without a purpose, doesn't need a consciousness. Does always has a purpose. Then if we base on this framework, based on this particle, what we think, everything's energy, right? Your pains, conditions, you know, the cancers, the tumors, everything is manifested at the physical level, materialized level, that always has a consciousness. Then once we talk about the consciousness, we are not just talk about the mind. We're not just talk about the feelings. Right, we can talk about so many different kind, can be ideas, right? Can be your imaginations, it can be your what's called the dreams, right? There's so many called the mental consciousness level, but all of this associated with the body, associated with your spirit. So we cannot separate the body, mind, spirit. When we talk about the condition, we cannot separate body, mind, spirit. So once we talk about the body, then you still have to look at the oneness, look at everything is a connect. So we still go back to the, as the beginning when I say the example, like a joint pain. So we have to see joint is outside, right? You can say, okay, it's a joint pain. Joint, when you have a joint, now you look at the angle. When joint has a pain, what's happening? The joint has a purpose, right? It's energy, it's location. The purpose of the joint is to help the body be flexible, can move. So when the joint has a pain, you are difficult to move. You are difficult to move. What's happening? You are not be flexible as before. So one directly angle, you say, yes, you have a pain. But in the other way, it's not that you have a pain, it's you are not flexible. Then the joint has a pain. That's the energetic level, at the consciousness level, at the mind level first. That's what we say, emotional level first. So that's why if a therapist understands this concept, then the therapist will guide the patient, will see, you have to be flexible because one of the liver organ, this organ duty is be flexible. If you are not flexible, you will impact your liver function. Think this way, right? If you are flexible, your liver definitely will function right, function better. But if you are not flexible, you are impacted to the liver function. You are, you know, what's called the you are not a support, you are limited, right? Your own liver function. So once the liver has a function disorder, then the liver will pour out purpose, different angles. So think about, if I have issues at flexibility, I have issues how to be flexible in my life, in the situation, in the decision, all of these areas, I cannot deal. So in my mind, I might create something to allow me breakthrough, right? So yes, I can go to therapist, I can go to the doctor, because the doctor won't deal with the emotions. So only at that level, we have to deal first, invisible level, be flexible. So if I cannot find anyone to talk, then I will create in my own body. I use my own body as the mirror. I can see. Now, unfortunately, we all can look, we cannot see the real purpose. The body joint pain, joint not be flexible, is a reflection of my life is not be flexible. So that's the whole concept of the therapist can do, can help patients real see the real problem come from where. It's always come from emotional level, come from invisible level.
You know, I'm listening to you describe this, and I'm thinking about maybe my earlier days as a therapist and realizing like this kind of idea would have been so helpful. But it's still pretty difficult, I think, to really grab, because, you know, you're saying like, here comes a patient into the office, you know, and any therapist looks at the patient maybe has like a hip issue, and they're talking about their frustration in their life, and they, you know, aren't necessarily making that connection, the connection you just made from like the emotions into the body, the hip, because they're not flexible, and then into the liver. It's like, well, we're not really just talking about the physical liver anymore. We're talking about something else, like this quality, the ability of the liver to govern flexibility. It's very profound. You know, how do you think therapists can start to really, or anybody who's working on the word level to understand, how can we help people understand this invisible aspect even better? Because for many people, I think it's a tough idea to grasp.
Well, it's not a tough idea because that's the all the therapists train for, right? They train for mind. Mind is invisible. So mind only based on you, how do you want to see and how do you want to say. See, that's the mind is invisible things. But the most exciting things and the most powerful things is everything, every exist, every materialized things happens, always happen at the invisible level in the mind and the feelings, at the thought level. See, disease happens is based on the invisible emotions. It's not based on the virus. Even though it's a virus exists, still it's your mind open the body, open the gate. Just like a body has a window, your mind is the hand, open the window, and then the virus enter the body. See? You have to understand that kind of power. So that's why in the Buddhist religion talk about the mind, powerful mind is mind can create heaven, mind can create hell. It's all up to you. How do you want to use this power? So the therapist has to understand the power, understand invisible level, is conditions, illness is created by mind. So then you guide the patient, think the positive, not think on the negative, right? Because it's the mind. Your mind focus on the negative, and then your body will function in the negative way. You think about the depressed, and then your whole body will shut down. Right? Just think about it. Entire life, if your life has all these beautiful things and something being good, and why you have to focus on the bad stuff, why you have to focus on the fear and something never happened yet. Maybe fear or accident is one of the probabilities down the road. Yes, it's a probability, right? So that's right. Your life has all about the probability. Life is a mystery, good and bad. And why you want to focus on the bad instead of focus on the good? See, if a therapist can understand that angle, that will be able to guide the patients to focus on the this, and they understand body and the mind is a connect. So that's why in this shout out training, we teach all about the body has wisdoms, body has emotions, organ has emotions. So therefore, when we talk about the mind, we are not just talk about the mind itself, for example. So when we talk about the anxiety, we are not just to talk about the anxiety, this vocabulary itself. We talk about the entire your kidney and the blood function. We talk about your creativity. Think of this. You have all the creativity. You want to do something. You're exciting, but situation doesn't allow you to do. Then, little by little, be pushed down, be controlled. Then you definitely get anxiety. Definitely, we can focus. Anxiety is not a cause. Anxiety is an effect. Effect by what? Effect by your creativity cannot be experienced or cannot be rescued or cannot be performed at your life, right? So this way we can focus on anxiety while we can focus on creativity. Because creativity is connect to the spirit. Anxiety is created, is connected to the reality, is three-dimensional. So you have to see which one you want to connect, right? Since we all understand at the spiritual level, everything is connected. So that's why we guide the patient body, mind, spirit level, right? Instead of just a physical level. At the physical level, there's nothing we can talk about it because it's just evidence. We base on the evidence. But even though we are evidence, we still have an invisible evidence, which is not many people can see.
Thank you for that. I think that was really helpful. So we're going to have a training. You're going to do a training about the Shaodao protocol coming up in December. And I wonder if you can give people a sort of a hint of what's coming in that training.
The Shaodao training is we try to focus on two of unique system, or it's not called a system, it is. You know, one is your digestive system, right? The digestive system, which is your stomach, your springs. But also in this digestive system, you have one of the major organ, liver and the gallbladder. So these are two or four organs, major organs, impact to our almost, 80% of health issue, impact our almost 80% life activities associated with these four organs of function. So in this training, we're going to open this concept to allow people to see your organ is not just a piece of the meat. It's not just the cells. They make the phone, they come from the cells, and they can be the particles, can be deeper of the particle level, and it can be much bigger at the cell level, right? So then you will see the relationship between organs and the consciousness and the nature. So this way you have one of the big picture understand, which is almost like when you talk about the liver, You are not just think about, oh, I have a piece of liver living here. You will think about a much bigger concept, right? Your flexibility, your generation, your blood flow, you with nature's connections, your emotions, winds of the nature, and the spring of the season. See, everything, you will suddenly say, wow, when I talk about the liver, I have to talk about the space and the time, right? Space can be go down by the liver, but the time can go with the season of the spring. So the entire whole picture allow you open up to see yourself, to see your body. You are not alone. You are connected. So this way we have a much bigger, profound system. So which is called the five element consciousness framework. We can use this framework. We can go deep down to understand what four of the major organs function. Then we'll be able to create a healthy body. We'll be able to use this concept to deal with all of this today modern new disease, hypertension, you know, diabetes, or emotions, anxieties, fears, even now, so simple things and the stress. How can we deal with it? So this concept is easy and easy to do, easy to follow, and you will never make a mistake because we never treat disease. We try to enhance the body. So because we believe body can heal it itself, we believe a body has a gift, knows how to deal the problem. Body knows because the body with the consciousness, with the nature, with the whole universe is connected. So that is the training focus on.
And I can just hear you how excited you are about this, and I think people who come to the training will feel that and really be able to take these ideas and bring them into their work with their clients and their patients. And I think you've also done, you know, really good service here to help therapists and other people who are mostly working on them, you know, through words and talking, to see the person they're seeing and see themselves in a much broader framework. And so this, I think this training, the Shaodao Protocol training, will really help people who are already interested in holistic approaches, who have a sense that there's more. They maybe even use the idea of mind-body and mind-body-spirit. But you've just shown even here how easy it is to link everything together. And they'll be able to leave the training with a very clear sense of how, well, they'll have tools they can use, but also a clear understanding of how they can apply this. Wouldn't you say that they'll have something very practical to leave with from the training?
That's right. They will have one practical concept, you know, almost like a framework. Like that kind of framework is like a beautiful, easy map you can do, you can follow. Right? Because that way you wouldn't be confused. You know, also you will see everything is connect.
That's
instead
right.
That you just say everything is connect. So this way you have a practical way to understand, oh, no wonder why you have a migraine headache at that side. Why every time I have a problem on the left side? Why I have that? So because a lot of why is not why anymore because they are no accidents. Body will show you. So that's why we always say, body never lie. If a body never lie, so what is evidence? What we can see, right? No matter you are therapists, you are doctors, you are professionals, you are just your individuals. We are all search for the total health, optimal health. But the health has to be relayed to the whole body. If you will not treat the whole body, you never get optimal health.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. That's very, very helpful. You know, I'm just thinking maybe we're coming near the end of this teaching you're doing. Is there anything else you particularly wanted to add?
I think it's pretty good now. So I just, you know, wish anyone just listen to this and then we see if they already own this path, want to know, want to learn the actual or different kind of framework can enhance their practice, then definitely. So this framework has been passed, has been practiced for thousands of years, definitely can help you, allow you can help more people, and also can help yourself discover the whole universe.
Mm-hmm. That's great. I think, you know, when people are eager to learn this, it's really great to learn with someone like you who's, you know, it's very alive for you and you've been applying it for so many years in your own development, in your own practice. And people, when they come to the training, will get that strong sense of, you know, your enthusiasm and passion, but also this deep knowledge that but just now in this relatively brief teaching, you've given so much to help people see this, you know, total, complete framework that you're working from. I do want to say to people who are listening, if this grabs you, we'd love to see you at this training. It's going to be December 7th and 8th in New Jersey. And you can find out all the information at the tcmworld.org website and go to the calendar page and, you know, jump on it, register right away. We'd love to see you there. It's relatively limited numbers of people who can come to this training. So if this is calling you, please take action and we'd love to see you there. So, Master Lu, thank you so much for sharing this wisdom today. I'm always thrilled to hear it, and it's so useful to me. I'm telling people I'm a psychologist, and I use this approach in my work, having trained with you now for many years, and it's very, very useful and very, very helpful, just like you've explained. So people can do this. It's doable and very exciting. Changes your whole practice to be able to do work that addresses total health, just like you said. So thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. All right. Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye, everyone.